Ryan, how are you feeling going to this game from a physical standpoint?
I feel good, man. Glad to be back out there with, you know, with my brothers out there running around. And it feels good. Just been, you know, working hard to get back to this point. So, you know, credit to, you know, the trainers and then, you know, everybody else for, you know, helping me out.
How tough was it for you last week?
It was tough, man, being on, you know, being on the sidelines, watching them go out there and grind. But, you know, it was also exciting, man, see a lot of those guys make plays. You just seen it throughout the week, you know, Patrick Robinson, Rasul, Jalen Mills, they all had big challenges last week, and they stepped up to the plate. And it was just good just seeing them out there. I kind of was like another coach. But it was glad to just see us get a win.
What does it mean that so many guys can step up and that you guys, you know, had some struggles there late, but overall made enough big plays, some clutch plays to get the win?
Oh, it's huge, man, especially, you know, with that receiver group that we had to defend last week. You know, we asked a lot of them to do, you know, a tough task. But that's the thing about our DB group, man. Nobody back down from any challenge. And, you know, we prepare well. Corey does a good job at preparing us. And then also, you know, we prepare ourselves and our mindset that we all have as a unit. So, you know, it was good to just go out there and see them put everything that they work for in practice and put in and bring it on Sunday.
Last year, you guys weren't able to close games, win those close games in the fourth quarter. What do you think is the difference this year?
Just the mentality, man. I think guys just, you know, that never quit mentality. But it was just, I think how we approached OTAs and training camp and, you know, things that Doug said to us and how we just approached training camp. It was brutal. Training camp was rough. And I think it helped us, you know, be able to overcome adversity when it comes to us in the games.
How do you guys avoid any sort of emotional letdown going to this weekend?
I mean, I think we just build off last week. That was a big win for us. And, you know, I think we just take that and we continue to run and we continue to build.
Ask this, I apologize. Your health, how do you feel right now? Do you feel ready to go? Do you feel like you can be 100% on Sunday?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, the trainers have done a great job at helping me get to where I am today. Just been working tremendously hard in the training room, weight room, to get back. So it felt good being back out there the past few days with my teammates and, you know, just looking forward to Sunday.
We saw the Giants sort of go pretty quick with their offense to try and negate some of the advantages your D-line has with its depth. Do you expect to see more of that, and how do you combat it?
That could be what teams, you know, plans are, but that was kind of the Giants' DNA. No matter what team, they're a quick game type of team. That's just what they do. I think, you know, looking at the Chargers, they're more of a vertical type of passing offense. So I think that's what we'll see. They'll stick to what they know. It might be some quick game built in, but I think for the most part they're going to stick to what they know. I mean, they've been in every game so far, so that's a good group over there.
Malcolm made a point to us yesterday talking about how Phillip Rivers, despite the interceptions, he's a gunslinger. He's going to take chances. When you know that going in, do you anticipate it? Did it get you more excited? Because you know, look, I have a chance to make plays.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely have a lot of chances to make plays. Just have to make them when they come to us. We have to be prepared for anything. Make sure, you know, we do our job. Be disciplined and most importantly, a game like this at safeties, you know, make sure our eyes are in the right place and make sure, you know, we stay over the top because there will be plays that maybe we just got to make them.